Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Hello, this is Brad Post, and I am with my co-host, Josh Rich.
Good morning, everyone.
We are continuing our Tuesday marketing tips, right?
Yes, sir.
So how are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Yes.
So today, we're going to be talking about really two main topics.
Okay.
It's using link-building software.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about kind of what to do if you're going to hire a company to build links for you.
Okay.
They're a little different. So the first one's kind of like the DIY version, is just buying some software and paying for links yourself versus, again, just paying someone else to do it.
Okay.
So there's a couple things. If you're going to do it yourself, there's some really good tools that you can use. For one, whenever you start, you need to have some sort of a link management system.
Okay.
Because if you're going to be emailing bloggers and signing up for directory listings, you need to make sure that you stay organized. Otherwise, you're just going to be all over the place and not going to be able to figure out what you have already done. You'll end up doing double work.
Just like an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the basic version. You can use an Excel spreadsheet, or you can actually just sign up for some paid link building software. That's a little bit better because it'll give you some analytics on it. So the first one you can use is what we use, is Raven Tools.
Okay.
That'll tell you just kind of like what status you're at, and it'll give you some analytics, like I said, on the link. To let you know what the domain authority is, just let you know if it's a link kind of worth pursuing or
okay,
not.
Perfect.
Another site you can use, it won't necessarily manage the link, but if you're just curious if it's a good link worth pursuing or not, is SpyFu.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just give you some readouts of how much traffic they get and what the domain authority is and how much Google trusts that link.
Okay.
And then there's another software you can use to kind of just check for new prospects and kind of just give you some ideas, and it's called Ontolo, is O-N-T-O-L-O.
Okay.
Not sure if I'm saying that right or not. Like I said, that'll just kind of give you some ideas of where to look for links. And then, once you've kind of figured out what you want to do, you can use a software called Word Tracker. And that'll just... Word Tracker,
okay.
Yeah. And that'll just kind of give you ideas on how to proposition the websites, on how to go about like just sending that initial email to try to get your link on their website, how to just make the ask, basically.
Okay.
So those are all, you know, just really good softwares that you can use. And so another way to do this too is just flat out just buying links. And today that's probably something you're just going to have to do if you're going to do backlinking.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, just people know about SEO now, and so they're going to charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things you should be aware of, a couple ways that you should go about that. First of all, one good idea to do is just look up to see if your competitors are using paid links. And again, you can use SpyFu for that. Because if your competitors aren't using paid links, then you can probably get away with not doing it too, especially if you're already ranking higher than them. But, you know, if you have competitors that are just, you know, 10 links ahead of you, and they've got tons of paid links, that's probably why they're ahead of you. It's because they're using these paid links.
And you can use SpyFu and also Open Site Explorer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, by mods, you can use both of those to figure out kind of what your competition's doing. And that's really a good place to start, so that way you can at least know if you're keeping up with the Joneses or not.
Okay. The paid links... for example, we work with a lot of attorneys, mm-hmm. and so like the Find Law Directory is a paid link,
right.
Lawyers.com is a paid link,
mm-hmm.
And yeah. Some of them are kind of expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. So again, I think I said this last week too, but if you're going to pay for a link, you need to make sure there's some sort of analytics on that, or just make sure you're tracking it so you know if it's worth your investment or not. So if you're not getting any traffic off that, then it's probably not the best link. Even if there is giving you somewhat of a boost if you're paying, you know, $500 a month, just to get that link on there without any traffic
mm-hmm.
to your site, then it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, that's what we look at when a lot of clients will just say, hey, I'm looking at renewing my FindLaw or lawyers.com. We'll look at the Google Analytics and look under the, you know,
the referrals,
instant referrals.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is how many in the past year you've gotten.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that's something you want to look at, just to figure out they're paying for that or not. And so there's some debate, you know, we talked about paid links versus free links or organic links, if you will.
Because
mm-hmm. Some people will tell you that, you know, a paid link is not weighted as much as just like an organic link. And there's some truth to that, but overall, the search engine really can't tell if it's paid or not most of the time. I mean, if it's done properly, And I'm not referring to like, you know, like what I call like link farms, where you just sign up, you pay $20, and they give you 100 links.
Yeah, those are scary.
Those are scary because those could potentially penalize you. Uh-huh. And there's some debate on that too, whether or not it actually does penalize you or whether it's just ignored. But at the very least, it absolutely they are ignored.
Okay.
And so, there's some debate because, you know, they reward you for having backlinks, but then they can penalize you for having bad backlinks. So then, what if you just signed your competitor up for bad links?
Yeah.
You know, so that was somewhat of a halfway legitimate strategy a couple of years ago.
Oh,
but
wow, okay.
It's definitely considered like foul play nowadays. Yeah. And so that's why people are kind of debating, well, does that really penalize you? Because Google knows that people are doing this. They're trying to get their competitors these bad links. So it's not really fair to penalize people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some debate of whether or not it's just ignored or penalizes your site.
Okay.
But at the very least, it's definitely ignored.
Okay.
So don't, anytime there's any sort of a link farm that promises some sort of like magic bullet, you know, get you 1,000 links and you'll be at the top of the page in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a scam.
You need to run.
Yeah, run away.
You don't pay the money.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
It'll hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expand on organic links a little bit?
Yeah, so like an organic link would be, say, we work with lawyers, so say there's someone that just writes like a, I don't know, like a criminal law blog that just kind of keeps up with different changes in, you know, criminal law in your state or your town. So we would email this blogger and say, hey, you know, we have a criminal defense lawyer in your area. Can be a really good resource for you. Would you mind us like maybe writing a guest blog for you? And just in exchange, all we want is just to put our URL below it as a site. And so that would be an organic link.
Okay.
And it happens naturally. Or it could even happen so organically that you don't even have to ask. You just have such good content on your website that they go find it and link back to it naturally. So that's like the holy grail of a backlink, is just having what's called clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of talked about that last week, but just having such good content that people can't help but link back to it.
Okay.
So that's like the original idea of like what a backlink should be and like kind of what Google was kind of going for when they started the backlink system.
Okay.
But it's kind of evolved into this whole giant mess that we have to deal with now.
Right.
But yeah, so ideally you want it to make it really organic, and that's what the search engine is ultimately looking for.
Okay.
So if you are going to pay for links, like we said, you will make it look halfway organic. So, you know, like we said, we don't want to get like 1,000 links in a day. Because even if they are on like credible websites, it's going to look suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
That does not look organic. Google knows you can't possibly get that many links in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's all from like the same IP address, and same, you know, URLs and that kind of stuff, same type of URLs, then it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
excuse me. So that's kind of all there is really on, like I said, link software and buying links.
Okay.
But to make sure you compare, make sure you're not buying into some sort of snake oil thing. Because there's a lot of ways to do it wrong if you're doing it yourself.
Okay.
And so then there's kind of some do's and don'ts of hiring just like a backlink company to do it for you. And this really just kind of applies for all SEO, I would say. And there's a couple things that people would do. For one, like transparency is really big. Because there is a lot of snake oil tricks you can use if you wanted to. So make sure that a company's like telling you what they're doing.
Like, and what links they're adding for you.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely get a list of links. So that way you can check to make sure they're not on some sort of, you know, shady site. They are relevant.
What do you suggest if a company says, no, that's proprietary, I can't?
I would fire them immediately.
Okay.
Get your money back. Because odds are they're either just not doing anything for you, or they're doing the wrong thing for you.
Right, okay.
If they can't justify it, then it's probably not a good thing to do.
And we at Create the Movement, we supply them
absolutely,
with
the
reports.
We try to be as transparent as possible.
Yes.
Another thing, too, is there's a lot of ways that like SEO people can talk over your head and use a lot of big terms that like you probably don't understand. You'll kind of get lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually wrote a blog a couple of weeks ago just kind of defining some basic terms. And so I'd suggest either reading my blog or just looking at some basic SEO terms to kind of familiarize yourself, just so you know what they're saying.
It's createthemovement.com /SEO-terms.
Terms, yes.
Yep.
So yeah, check that out, and just familiar. Like I said, I guess a good example would be like, you know, if an electrician comes to your house to fix something, you know, and they just give you the bill, and you don't know what they did. Like, you're not going to pay that,
right?
Yeah, you don't need to understand how they did it, but you need to know what they did.
What they did,
you know, so that way you can prevent it from happening in the future. You can kind of just be aware of that. So I think it's the same thing with SEO. Like, you don't need to understand everything that they're doing for you, or you know how they're doing it, the way they're going about it.
Right.
You at least need to know some sort of a progress report.
Yeah.
So definitely try to figure out. So just get some idea of what they're doing. So really, transparency is the biggest thing. And make sure they're doing it the right way. Another good thing to do is just try to get some of their work. Say, all right, what clients do you have, and are they ranking well? If they can't supply you with that, then they're probably not doing that good of a job for their clients.
Right.
Yeah. So ask for some screenshots, or ask for some, or do the searches yourself. Ask for the name of the client, and ask for the keyword that the company's trying to get them to rank for, and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Just give them a little test. So. Definitely, just like I said, anytime you pay for any links or SEO, just make sure you know what you're getting yourself into, and don't just trust them to do it for you.
Good. So, good stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else, Josh?
I think that's it for today, Brad.
All right. So link building software, and then what to look for in hiring a backlink company, which we don't consider ourselves a backlink company. We build backlinks, right?
But it's part of our services, but not the thing we do exclusively.
Right, right. So. If you want more information about us, go to createthemovement.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.